From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. A new report out says an African terrorist group is using more young females as suicide bombers. The Nigerian terrorist group Boko Haram is increasingly using school-age girls to carry out suicide attacks. UN Children's Fund said in a report Tuesday that the number of children used as suicide bombers has increased tenfold in the past year.
The UN Children's Fund says one out of every five suicide bombers in the countries battling Boko Haram is now a child. UNICEF's Nigeria spokesperson, June Porter, says those children are victims, not perpetrators.
In 2014, there were four children used in so-called suicide bombings. And in 2015, there were 44 children. It's an appalling statistic.
Nearly all of those attacks have been in Cameroon and Nigeria, and most of the children involved have been girls. In a report Tuesday, Human Rights Watch said Boko Haram has kidnapped over 2,000 people, many of them women and girls, including other students. Chris Stein for VOA News, Maiduguri.
In Belgium, prosecutors say they've charged two more people in connection with the attacks last month in Brussels that killed 32 people. A statement from the federal prosecutor's office identified those charged with terrorism offenses as Smail F. and Ibrahim F., saying they were linked to renting an apartment that may have been used as a safe house by one of the Brussels bombers. These attacks involved a pair of suicide bombings at Brussels airport and another bombing at a metro station in Brussels. Police have arrested six other people, including Mohamed Abrini, who was seen on the airport's video surveillance system alongside the two suicide bombers. This is VOA News. The International Monetary Fund says global economic growth has been too slow for too long, and that this disappointing growth, as it called it, could worsen. The IMF's newest World Economic Outlook cuts the global growth forecast 0.2% to 3.2%. The agency's researchers also say the U.S., Japanese, and European Union economies will grow more slowly than previously estimated. Study says China is likely to grow slightly faster than previously expected. The authors say the surge of refugees to Europe, coupled with other economic strains, is prompting a rising tide of inward-looking nationalism that hurts economic integration. The report also expresses worries about the backlash in the United States against open trade. Four people were killed Tuesday when a suicide bomber attacked a group of army recruits in Yemen's southern port city of Aden as a ceasefire between pro-government forces and Houthi rebels stretched into a second day with some reports of fighting. Iranian-backed Houthi rebels and a Saudi-led Arab coalition trying to drive them out agreed on a truce ahead of another round of UN-sponsored peace talks set for next week in Kuwait. In Washington, both sides promise to adhere to the ceasefire, but say they will respond if they are attacked. In Washington, State Department spokesman Mark Toner emphasized the necessity of a sustained ceasefire in Yemen.
This cessation of hostilities is crucial for the people of Yemen, who have suffered from over a year of fighting and a massive humanitarian crisis, which has resulted in over 80% of the population requiring some form of emergency assistance.
The Houthis took over the capital, Sana'a, in 2014, forcing the internationally recognized government of Abdul Rabu Mansur Hadi to flee to exile in Saudi Arabia before returning to the southern port city of Aden. A Saudi-led Arab coalition launched airstrikes last year and sent in ground forces against the Houthis. More than 6,200 people have been killed, entire neighborhoods obliterated. The UN says more than 80% of Yemeni civilians are in desperate need of food and medical help. A congressional committee in Brazil has recommended that the impeachment process against President Dilma Rousseff move forward, bringing the possible ouster of the embattled leader a step closer. Rousseff is facing impeachment proceedings over allegations that her administration violated fiscal rules to mask budget problems by shifting around government accounts ahead of her 2014 re-election. I'm Ira Melman, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.